Mesachas Sukkah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph, until Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah's focus on the mitzvah of Araminim, the lulav, Esrik, Adasim, and Arovus, continues into the first half of Perek Dalad. Now, in the previous Perek, we discussed the Araminim at length, starting off with the requirements to make Araminim kosher, and then going more into the practical side of how exactly to fulfill the mitzvah. Towards the end of the previous Perek, we also discussed shaking the Araminim on Shabbos, and when exactly that applies. And the first few Mishnayos of the fourth Perek are very much a continuation of that, and the discussion is based around how many days of Sukkos the mitzvah of Araminim applies, and the Mishnah also discusses other mitzvahs which apply over the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and states for which days of Sukkos they would apply. So we begin with lulav, and as we have seen throughout the entire previous Perek, the Mishnah uses the word lulav to really refer to all of the Araminim. So the mitzvah of Araminim, the arava, and the process done with aravas, they had very large aravas which they would stand next to the mizbeach, and they would surround the mizbeach with the aravas. The Mishnah will go into more detail later on in this Perek. But these two mitzvahs, shisha v'shiva, can either apply for 6 days of Sukkos or 7. And as we will see, and as we already learned in the previous Perek, this depends on which day of Yom Tov Shabbos falls out. If Shabbos falls on the first day of Yom Tov, so then the Araminim do apply. So then for all of the 7 days of Sukkos, not including Shmini Atzeres, the mitzvah of Araminim would apply. But if Shabbos falls on a different day of Yom Tov, if it falls on Chol HaMoed, so then Midrabbanan, the Araminim are not shaken on that day, so it would only be shaken for 6 days that year, and not 7. We will see more details about the Arava later on in this Perek. Continues the Mishnah, HaHalel, reciting the full Halel, V'HaSimcha, and the mitzvah to rejoice on Yom Tov, V'Samachto B'Chagecha, and the way that this mitzvah is fulfilled is by eating Koronos Shalomim, Shemona, that applies for all 8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. The reason why the full Halel is recited every day is because the amount of Korbanos which are brought as part of the Korban Musaf of that Yom Tov, it changes every day of Yom Tov. So it's as if every day of Yom Tov is sort of its new own Yom Tov, which deserves its own full Halel. Unlike Pesach, where the Korbanos are exactly the same every day, and therefore only the first day of Yom Tov has a full Halel. The rest of the days we have only half Halel. But on Sukkot, since the amount of Korbanos in the Korban Musaf changes every day, so there is a new full Halel every single day, including Shmini Atzeres. And as well as that, certainly the mitzvah of rejoicing on Yom Tov applies every day, so that also applies for 8 days every single year. Sukkah, the mitzvah of living and eating and sleeping in a sukkah, the Nisuch HaMayim, and the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, which is when they would pour water on the Mizbeach whilst they were offering the morning Korban Tomid. That was a special mitzvah which applied just on Sukkos, and there would be an incredible amount of rejoicing and happiness over this mitzvah, as you will see later on. So these two mitzvahs, Shiva, they apply for the 7 days of Sukkos, not including Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a totally different Yom Tov. There's no mitzvah of Sukkah, there's no mitzvah of Araminim. It's totally its own Yom Tov, and ends off the Mishnah there, Cholil, which literally means the flute, and it refers to the musical enjoyment and dancing which occurred at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash, and that would apply either Chamisha v'Shisha, either for 5 days of Sukkos or 6 days. Again, it depends when Shabbos falls out, because they would only do this on Chol HaMoed, which is not Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if Shabbos fell on the first day of Yom Tov, so that means there wouldn't be a Shabbos on Chol HaMoed. So for all 6 days of Chol HaMoed, they would have this Simchas Beis HaShoeva with all of the music and dancing. But if Shabbos fell on Chol HaMoed and not on the first day, so only on 5 out of 6 of the days of Chol HaMoed would there be a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The coming Mishnayos will explain each part of this Mishnah.